Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, everyone. We have been away from the radio and from Facebook Live for a couple days. Had some things to work on, especially concerning the upcoming school that we're putting together. Oh, yes, it will become a reality, probably after the first of the year. So I want to say hello to all of those who are on Blog Talk Radio listening to us right now. We hope that you will please pick up your phones and get in the queue for the readings we're going to be giving you totally free. Also to my Facebookers who are standing by, streaming live from Facebook. Our page is called the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. So if you want to jump in and see us, there's nice folks there, and you can watch us in action.
Action.
Yeah. So Jimbo's with me, Jimbo Baggins, of course. The master of time, space, and dimension.
Yes, I am.
So, yes.
Did you talk about your cards?
No, but I'm warming up to it. I'm really getting there.
Well, that'd be nice.
For real. On the road. Yes. As Jimbo is so nicely reminding me, I want to just as nicely remind all of you, we are using only an ordinary deck of playing cards for your readings. This is the personal prophecy card reading method that my grandmother taught me all those years ago. And I'll tell you, over the years, there have been such amazing outcomes that some have even seemed like miracles. So I just want to remind you all and make you aware that there is no tarot involved. No oracle cards except for the angel cards that Jimbo will give you, and he'll talk about that in a minute. And no other systems, metaphysically or otherwise, that are employed beyond using ordinary playing cards as the focal point for intuitive perception. And it's on to you there, Jimbo.
All right. Well, remind everybody, this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. It's our opening show disclaimer. Also, if you're international caller or Facebook Live viewer, let us know. We'll give you a live international shout-out. We shall. We will. You'll hear them. We get them every night. It's not an if, it's a when. They will be international folks on tonight, for sure.
Callers
is like, meh. Because the whole issue with calling and stuff, but definitely on Facebook, because all you got to do is have internet and you can go across the world.
And their rumor is still alive that Blog Talk Radio is going to bring in WhatsApp, which is totally free. I've done sessions with people in other countries, Romania, oh my gosh, I'm trying to think of the others, all across Europe, totally free on WhatsApp. You know what isn't free? I've got to mention this to you, Jim. Elon Musk is now charging for a certain something on Twitter.
And he hasn't started yet. He's if you want a verified account, he's thinking of charging $8 a month or $8.
I thought it was $9, but whatever.
I said $8-something. Jesus balls. We're going to quibble over pennies. And right now, I think he hasn't done it yet. He's still busy firing people.
Yeah, and that's
and they're, a big and they're going to sue them.
Are they?
Yeah.
What, for no
proper notification? If you're a big company, you got to give some people some kind of proper notice.
Yeah, and aren't they supposed to give you a, what's the word? I think it begins with an S.
You don't have to do severance.
Oh.
But I think if you're going to do a on-the-spot room like that, I think then you have exposed to them. I don't know. There's lots of legal crap.
Okay, I just thought it was interesting.
Poop spot, poop poop. Yeah. All right. This is a call-in show, and that number is 515-602-9676. You can call in or you can Skype in, and either works, and that's an option for you international folks. Because you sure as hell don't want to pick up your cell phone and call us on that. Unless you have an international plan, and that means you probably are an international business person.
Or if you're a dummy like me who called to Dubai for 2 minutes and the bill was over 200 American dollars my cell phone.
You could Skype in for significantly less. I can't quote you a figure.
Yeah.
But it would be.
It's pretty cheap.
And you can research that on your own if you sometimes want to. Let's see here. Psychic Sage says she has these too. She likes them.
Oh, they are really interesting angel cards, aren't they?
They're nice. You can tell they're a little bit worn. They've been used a lot.
Oh, yes.
They're not worn out, mind you. All right. That number, after you call in, you'll hear an automated message that you're going to go on hold. While you wait, you can listen to the show. And if you're hearing the show and I called in, it's working great. If you're hearing the show, everything's working perfect. Clockwork just like it should be. All you got to do is listen to the show and wait, and we will get to you because we keep track of everybody. See how I'm doing this? I keep track of folks.
Yes, if only you could see the master at work.
Because they're putting the hold times up, which is cool.
But
when I'm done talking to you, and then I put you back on mute so you can continue to listen to the show, and then it throws my whole system off, so I have to keep track on the Word document. Because then all of a sudden it looks like, hey, that guy's been on forever, but we just talked to him.
Yeah.
Got it. Anyway. We go live. Here's some things you have to do if you legally and safely can. All right? That's the key. We don't want anybody breaking laws and or putting their lives and other people's lives in jeopardy. Kill the speakerphone. Kill the Bluetooth. Stop the multitasking. These are things you do when you're on hold to kill time and be productive. Stop all the stuff you're watching on TV or listening to the radio or whatever. Find a place, especially if you're at home, that's the perfect. You know exactly where the best place to be comfortable, quiet, and best cell phone reception. Because some places, depending on where you live, are different in parts of your house for cell phone. Only you would know that.
True enough.
Now, if you can't do these things, we'll try to work with you. Because your call goes through the cell phone world, and that goes through Blog Talk, and it comes to our world, and our computers, and our speakers, and there's a loss of quality. So if you don't do a lot of these things, it can make the call a little rough. But we'll always try to work with you. Maybe once or twice a year, one is really bad where we have to hang up and tell them to try it again later or something, you know, but that's not a lot. And for y'all folks that cannot call in like we were talking about, we offer the option to messenger us when we say so. Don't messenger us ever until we tell you to do so because it doesn't have a hold system. We'd have to hang up on you if we're not ready. And you would messenger Deborah Lee, and you would have to be friends with Deborah Lee.
That's what I'm looking for right now. I just brought 7 people into the fold.
And if you're new, and you tell me, and I'll type you through it here or whatever, and then let me know, and she can check right away. If you literally just sent it minutes ago, just tell me, and I'll tell her to go check. One more time, do not messenger us. Until we open the floor to them. We'll formally, I'll type it in first and we'll verbalize it also. There's a 20-30 second delay to Facebook Live. That's why I type it in first. That's instantaneous. Give you guys the clue. Also tonight, before you say bye-bye, and then we put you back on hold so you can listen to the show, we're going to give you an angel card reading. And when that harp goes off, that means you're reading with Deborah has been concluded. It's a free reading, so you don't get unlimited questions. You don't get unlimited time. We got other folks. Got to be free. Got to be free. Got to be fair. So when you hear, don't try to sneak in any more questions. No. We're cool. If you got 2 questions, just ask them right up front.
Yeah.
Don't wait till you get the roll down the reading. Oh, I have another one. No. If you like that type of one-on-one, multiple questions, multiple layouts, that's when you go to the psychiclovedoctor.com's webpage and you arrange for a private reading. Then you can do whatever you like during the time that you have arranged. And I won't be there to play harps and piss you off. That's the name of that tune. All right, Deb.
Okie dokie.
I think we've covered everything. I think the time has come for us to go to Area code 703, which should be Northern Virginia. Yes, 703.
And it should be Andrea.
Welcome.
Hello. It is.
Andrea. Welcome, honey.
I have to tell you what happened.
Okay. Well, I'm ready. What?
Okay, remember the company I had 4 interviews with?
Yes.
Well, she wrote back, I guess, a couple days ago. She says, you know, blah, 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 blah. Thank you. She said, we got approval to move forward. However, it came down to which personality we thought would mesh best with our staff. And they chose the other person. I'm like, what the hell does that mean?
What a terrible, that's a terrible thing to say.
Yeah.
I know.
Not very professional.
Oh, you have a
no.
Happy personality, so we're going with the other one. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah,
there's no reason to say that.
That is terrible. All they have to say is,
well, that means they're not professional then.
So I think you dodged a bullet.
Yeah, you don't choose somebody on personality unless you're in the entertainment world. Right.
I
was so taken aback when after 2 months of interviews, 4 interviews.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. But so I took the contract job. It's boring. Now, I don't know if the girl is going to come. She had a baby. I don't know if she's going to come back or not. So maybe she doesn't come back. I can keep the job, or maybe another job instead, because I'm still applying. So what do you guys think?
Oh, there it is. So that's the question. Do you want to know? I guess kind of a two-parter about the contractor job, if that's going to be maybe longer than you expect or if something else is going to pop up, right?
Oh,
yeah. Do you think she'll come back and I can have a permanent job? Because I guess they like me.
Okay, I'm going to look at this, but let me ask you, what if in a week or two they come back and say, well, the one with the stellar personality didn't work out, so would you still be you would go back? You would go?
I don't know. That's a very good question. I don't know.
So you might want to think about that, because if they're hiring on personalities and then they didn't like that personality, after all, your security might not be very safe there either.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's like really, personality? I didn't know that was a criteria.
I wrote a very nice email back, and I said, you know, thank you for your time, and you know, have fun with your husband and the Hallmark movies, you know. Blah, 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 blah. I didn't, you know, it wasn't a jerk. So
I said
good luck with your new candidate.
I think I would have had to make a reference in there.
To that.
Just some nice, not a nasty way to burn a bridge. To say, like, you know, didn't know we were interviewing personalities, or maybe that interview.
Or
if you would have told me that, I would have maybe got some acting lessons first or something.
Oh,
geez. You know?
Me, I'd be.
Well, I did say, you know, good luck with your new candidate. You know, I was just like, you know, good luck with the candidate. You know, blah blah blah, whatever. You know, personality. I totally outshine whoever that was.
Well, what I'm seeing right now is your situation is truly up in the air, in the sense that nothing is. What did you say the word was before? Everything is kind of nebulous right now because of your flux.
Yeah, everything's dynamic, everything's in motion, it's fluid. You can't really sometimes see a path because it's not there yet, right?
Yeah, so it's like your hope is on pregnant pause. And speaking of pregnant, I'm not sure that woman's coming back.
She probably isn't sure herself.
Yeah, I think she's going to be really sorry not to be at home with her baby. Especially if it's a first child, but if it's a necessity... You know, see how everything can change on a dime? So
I know.
And as for you, well, this job, contract job, is boring, but is it paying you enough?
Yeah, it's on 6 hours a day. It's like $7 more than my last job. It's even more than my other job, but it's less hours. But, you know, it's okay. I mean, I asked one guy, I said, her name is Amanda. Do you think Amanda's going to come back? He goes, I don't know. He said, well, I don't really know her because she doesn't really talk to anybody because she's very quiet. I'm like, not like me. He goes, oh, no. So
sure.
I'm very outgoing and bubbly, and she's not that.
Well, keep looking like you're doing. Keep looking. Right now, what would be here for you? Let's see. I wouldn't be surprised, Andrea, if you hear back from that company.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be a
really?
Yeah, but a that, lot of times they choose poorly.
Yeah, and then it would put her on a little bit of a spot, no, wouldn't
yes.
it?
But I feel other, you're going to have new irons in the fire real soon. Real soon. I've been reading. Actually, Jim, I actually do read. And I was
reading right now.
That inflation has cooled 7%.
You know what that means, though?
What?
No.
What it means is they anticipated that inflation was going to be like a skyrocketing,
mm-hmm.
horrible flamethrower.
Mm-hmm.
It still wasn't good, but it just wasn't as bad as all.
Yes. And also,
yeah.
more people are going to find themselves being offered jobs, especially in the new year.
It's,
so,
you know, unemployment's not too bad right now. But anyway.
So anyway, you
oh,
know
I was second choice. The job that I have now, I was also second choice because I gave to somebody, and they at the end of the day, they said they didn't want it. Just it wasn't for them. So I was second choice as well.
Well,
there you go. See, so then it could happen again.
And
but,
it could.
So.
I see you as if you are on stable ground right now. So that's a good
okay.
thing. You were smart. You jumped right up after you got let go for no reason of your own. Weren't they just downsizing where you were at?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I really think that you are – oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to kind of wrap it up by saying I really
yeah.
think that you have done exactly as you should have instead of sitting back – on unemployment. You know, it's not
right.
a good of a deal. Right. Okay,
but
Jim.
It's just better than nothing. You know,
yeah.
If unemployment was that great, nobody would get jobs.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, stand by for your angel card reading. Subject, this isn't interesting.
Okay.
We don't see this a lot. Outdoors is the subject. Archangel Jophiel. Go outside, get some fresh air, and connect with nature to relieve stress and gain new creative ideas. Probably should apply to a lot of us.
Oh, really?
A lot of people don't get outdoors enough anymore, except the people that are constantly outdoors. It's like just one or the other.
I did that at lunch today. I went outside and walked around and sat by the fiery pit. So I did that lunch today.
Well, there you
oh,
go.
That's
you, see,
great.
You already did it. You already did done it.
Yep. It gets 15
yep.
minutes
yep.
a day of normal or real sunshine. And that should
yeah.
adequately fit the bill for... you know, getting natural vitamin D.
Depending on how
yeah.
cold you are.
Yeah.
Well, if you're
yeah.
up north and you got wrapped, the only thing is your nose sticking out. You're probably not getting a lot of vitamin D out in the sun there, you know.
Yeah.
But if you're
yeah.
in South Beach, Miami, probably don't take long to get that there sun dose. All right. Anyway, well, thank you so
right.
much.
Yes, Andrea, hang in there, huh?
We gotta go. An international shout out to Mike from the
Mike.
UK. Who is
he really Mike?
He's Mike, the man of many disguises. How long will it last? How long till he's a bad boy somewhere? He has to come back.
Well, it won't happen on this show.
No, we don't do
that. I'll tell you that for sure.
Just to let people know, I don't have a little chip on the shoulder. You got to. The people I ban are the ones that come in. They're not even the people. It's like robot programs that try to scam you folks into like talking to them so they can try to score you for money or maybe private. It might even be private information or hack your account.
Don't entertain
it
them.
It could be totally.
Yeah.
They just want to hack your account even when they say inbox me.
By the way, I wanted to share something with you,
sure.
Mike, and everyone else. I read that more younger men are dating older women. And not just the MILFy types. They are actually like men in their 30s are going for women in their 50s.
How did that just fit into the conversation?
It
we
didn't,
were
having? But I wanted to kind of...
So it wasn't a segue at all. It was a total derailment.
Well, just because we're not overloaded with callers, we can throw in a little content here and there.
We're not empty. There's no crickets chirping.
Okay. But I found that very interesting where it used to be the other way. You know, where younger women were dating older men. Now it's younger men dating older women.
You know what the problem is? Is there's so many places out there that do all these different studies.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick one out that says whatever you want it to say, you know. And that's what these politicians do. Well, this university did this study and this, that. I think, well, then the other party goes, well, this university did this study and that. I'm like, you know what? F studies.
How are you going to know anything?
What?
What the trends are.
Well, first of all,
you know,
all I care about is when I study important shit. All right?
Like,
if I'm studying old bags dating teenagers, I kind of don't care about that. All right? Some chick with a cane's walking along, and she's looking at a freaking 60-year-old drooling. I'm kind of not caring about that study. I want a study that's going to save lives, damn it.
You know what they say, though? Just put a little ending on this. These younger men are saying older women don't play games. They're real. They're genuine. Authentic.
But a lot of younger guys don't want that. They want to play games.
They do. They
so they don't want an old bitch. I mean, old chick.
You are so busy making friends tonight.
The B word is not age specific. Anybody can be a bitch. Even guys can be bitches, believe it. You know? So that's not even a gender thing anymore. So, you know what?
Okay.
Plus, we have little doggies here. Yeah. We have lots of female packs here.
And they are genetically altered bitches.
Genetically altered. That almost makes it sound like we got like clones or something like that.
No, they're actually...
They're not androids
they're
or anything.
They're sexually altered bitches.
Well,
yeah,
altered...
They're not making any puppies.
Yeah, they've been fixed. They're not altered. We don't have transgender dogs or anything like that.
All right. No, but Gibbs, the big boy, the 8-year-old, he still thinks he's got lead in that pencil. And he is tagging these females. We got 3 females.
Oh, everybody's tagging everybody here. Nobody knows what their plumbing is. All right. Let's go to area code 631, New York, 631. You're calling number 2.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. This is Suzanne, still working on a love life. Do you see anything?
I've been
nice.
Thinking about
that.
You.
Love life. She likes it.
So what
or doesn't
that,
like it. She wants
what
to know about
is,
it.
What is happening in your world relationship?
Nothing with love life. Nothing at all.
Nothing.
So there are no irons and any fires. Roger that. Well, that's good to know. That helps them with the reading.
It really does to know the status.
Yeah, all the folks
thing.
Out there. I mean, these other folks we so far have been talking to are regular, so they know that. But we throw a lot of these hints out there for any new people that are on hold. It's not it's not like some little, what do you call it, like a fair or gypsy caravan that's pulled into town, and all you got to do is sit down, and you don't have to say a word. It's like writing a computer grade. You got to give her some info if you want a quality reading.
Well, and that helps me to feel connected to
you. I just wanted to know if you see anybody coming in. I'm not dating anyone. I don't have any dates. That's what I meant. Yeah.
We're totally talking to new people, not you. We know Deb's done a lot of readings for you. She's on board with what you're looking for. These are for the new folks that might be coming up here soon.
Yeah,
and
I got a feeling about you, Suzanne, that you are a multidimensional woman.
Yes.
Where you're not on a date sitting there like, oh, you're so smart. And I feel so lucky that you are actually giving me some time, you know, out of your life. And it that works for a lot of women. No, I think you're more like,
well,
hey, big boy, what you got?
That. I can start doing that. I better start doing that.
never deviate.
Never dumb down.
Always be yourself.
You got to be yourself because these wimpy pussy guys.
Well, the problem is if you're not.
But I'm
yourself,
not even going on dates, getting dates. So how am I even acting like that? I can't even do it because I'm not even getting dates.
All right. What do you see
well,
for that?
Years ago, it used to be go hang out in the dancing clubs and, you know, go on single cruises. And there was a lot more opportunity. And you would think that the internet offers us a lot of opportunity also. But I think it's fakery and the other effery word that everybody knows. And you're more obliged to say it than me. Anyway, yes, the tide is going to turn for you. You know, the thing is, you are a woman who, for one thing, they can't BS you. You've been around the track a time or two. And I think a lot of men would rather have a pretty little something sitting across from them that they can impress. So your dating pool is going to be smaller. Is a date coming soon? I think you've got great opportunities, especially over the holidays. If you get invited to any, you know, get-togethers, there's often community events, people throw house parties. You should go. Even if you don't want to, at least make an appearance. Check it out. See if there's any, you know, any ripe for picking men in the place. And then I think you will actually bring expansiveness into your life, Suzanne, because remember, not any guy is going to be able to make you happy and vice versa. It's going to take a really exceptional man.
So that might
not
be
what... really. I was trying to get a couple of dates. And it doesn't even work. I was just talking and smiling. No, it's, I'm not picky anymore.
Well, you got to look at the personalities or whatever the character of men these days. They can go out here on what used to be called the information superhighway, and they can find all kinds of hoes. And that can keep them happy. Get a hoe here, get a hoe there. And I, Jim, what do you think? Are they actually out there looking for quality women?
It depends on the person. Depends the person, age group, where they are in their life. There's a certain point in anybody's life when they're not.
And where do you live? You're in New York?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that puts you in a whole different demographic.
Well, that's a big state. It depends where in New York.
Yeah, are you in the city or in a suburb?
No, not in the city. No, I'm in the boonies.
Oh, the boonies. See, there you go. Yeah, about to say, you have New York is everything. It's from the Big Apple to the rural country.
Well, that's right. You went to upstate.
I've been in upstate New York a lot.
Yeah,
and
for work.
Well,
I don't live upstate now, but.
No, I've been. That's why I've been to upstate. I've been to the Big Apple, and I went out in the Buffalo area one time as a tourist. That's about it. And someplace in between a couple times. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, so let's look at this just for a minute, a bit spiritually. What if the higher power were to appear to you and say to you, Suzanne, I'm going to need you to stay unattached and just make other people feel good and be happy? Could you live that? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. A lot of people want to have a partner. I'm not saying it's in your cards. Please, dear God, Suzanne, do not think that's what I'm seeing. But I think if you shift your focus a little bit.
I have. I'm not even online. I gave up.
Oh, well, or you made a better choice.
You're going to let faith instead of the internet gods figure it out.
And I think that's the best way to go.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, people met people before there was any freaking internet. It happens. It may not have happened like once a week or once a day, but eventually it happens.
I see a real nice one coming for
you. Typically when you never expect it is what's the law.
He's in a party situation. There's people there having cocktails. There's music. Sounds like Christmas music to me. And he seems like a really nice guy. All right. That one's coming towards you. You also have another one that you're just going to happen to meet, like, on the street, in a store. Hey, during Christmas, a lot of times when they're shopping, these guys will stop a woman, you know, strolling by, and they'll say, hey, which one of these do you think my mother would like? I don't know how to shop for her. And they're holding up, like, two flannel nightgowns. That's a good time to, you know, hit it off with somebody. Okay, so let's see. Right now, I can't say he's right around the corner, but I think that your dating life is going to pick up. It really is.
Probably when you've given up all hope.
Oh, and that's how it happened for me with my late husband. I had decided, well, that's fine. You know, I'll just stay alone and raise my kids. And the next thing you know, boom.
Yeah, and, it's a fate says, you don't decide.
That's
I am fate.
Yep. All right, here you go.
Real quick, your angel card reading is patience.
Oh, God.
Archangel Jophiel, your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurturing and patience. So it says, sorry that I've been dragging this out, but you're probably going to drag it out for a little bit at least.
If you accept that.
But it's in the work. But they're saying, the angel card's saying it's in the works, but you just don't see it and you got to just believe it.
It's got to come in its own best way and time.
Yeah.
And it could even be you backing into some guy, you know, parallel parking.
It could be something we can't even comprehend the chance. All right, Deb.
Yeah, so hang in there.
We got a rock.
All right.
Yeah, and thank you for holding for a long time and being caller number
good
two.
Good to hear from
we
you.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, we like hearing from you, Suzanne.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Please come back again. All right. Real quick, let's see here.
Oh, who said that? Ozzy? No.
Crazy Train, Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, it was.
All right, let's see here. I type it first. We're going to do a quick, don't fret callers. We got a lot of show left, but right now we're going to open up the messenger real quick. For 30-second window, I hope the people that want a messenger didn't walk away to go pee-pee-poo-poo or anything. We're going to close that window in about 30 seconds. So get ready. I wouldn't play around too much because you're going to get a call.
It comes right through. I just wanted to see if we have any new, you know, contestants.
She's looking at funny shit. She hates when I rat her out. There you go. And it is who we thought it was.
Luna. Hello,
all right,
my dear.
No more messenger calls. We have one.
There she is.
Velkoman.
You know, before you give me, you know, your update, I got to tell you, you are the most talented young lady. Your TikToks are amazing.
TikTok.
I just want to say you really bring a lot of acting ability to that stuff. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, what can I do for you?
Trying to think. Can we do mediumship, cast out a net, see who contacts me?
Okay, well, you've got a lot of folks on the other side.
Let's see, Amber, my father-in-law, my granny, or my great-grandmother.
And which one do you feel drawn to right now? Because that's a lot for me to poke through.
Yeah, we have a lot of callers.
Yeah.
I feel more drawn to... I would say my great-grandmother right now.
And is that the one that recently passed?
Yeah, she passed in 2017. She was 97 years old.
That's a full life.
Oh, yeah.
What was
she? She was born in 1920.
Boy.
Born in 20s, Great Depression, World War II, all that.
Yep, all sorts of crazy
ass. What would you like me to communicate with her? For you.
We'll find out maybe just what
she... just see how she is.
Yeah.
She's the one that doesn't really like to talk.
Okay, well, we'll see what kind of mood she's in tonight.
Yeah, and Deb can't make her talk.
What's her first name?
No. Her first name? Norina.
Okay.
Norina, okay. Norina. What is her heritage?
I did like the ancestry DNA. A lot of my family comes from Western European, like Germany, France. I was always told growing up we were Irish and Scottish, but like we have 3% Irish and Scottish blood in us. It's mostly Germany, France.
So your family has actually lived in this country a long time is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's that. See, some people, a lot of us, it only goes back to like our great-great-grandparents. So we don't even really need that ancestry thing. Like you and I, we know where we came from.
From the ancestry?
Yeah, we don't need the DNA stuff really because it wasn't that many generations ago where our people immigrated.
Right, but a secret sister.
Her family's been here a long time, relatively speaking. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. She is very... Oh, my gosh. I wish you all could see this. What a cutie patootie. Oh, you got... Look at those eyes. She's got a lady killer on her hands. Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
I see both of the parents in him. I see both of them.
Really? I don't see Dame.
I see it. And I never see shit when it comes to kids, typically. I'm the worst one ever. Oh, babies.
Damien's his adopted dad.
Oh.
Really? Maybe it's just the man features is probably what it is.
What did she pass away from? She's man trying feature. To express something to me.
Her death, it was really bad. She had Alzheimer's. And the nursing home she was in let her lay there for 2 weeks with a UTI, and that's ultimately what killed her. She ended up getting pneumonia and all that.
Yeah, she's telling me very plainly that that was not her time to die. And she feels like she was murdered, you know.
Negligently, yes.
Even
absolutely.
Though she's on the spiritual side of life now.
No, she's in a better place, but
Yeah, way better. But
not to worry about that crap anymore.
That carried over with her. Because, was kind of, did they sue? Did they do anything?
I told my family to sue because, I know she had Alzheimer's and I know how Alzheimer's patients can be. But to let her lay there for 2 weeks.
That's suffering.
Agony.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they're there, because they need that care.
Well, and so she is like, okay, it's like she's trying to tell me that they go to special classes of some sort, and she's going through, her spirit is going to a class to help her let go of that, because that really traumatized her. So,
she was a very religious woman. Like, she was very religious, and I can see her doing that.
Yeah.
That she could let go of that anger, and she can move on.
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
And those who do believe in reincarnation, from my studies and my card reading experiences, oh my God, I just lost my idea. I have many Alzheimer's here.
It's like you wrote this great book, and here's the ending. Oh, I just forgot it.
reincarnation.
Yes.
They can't really come back until they've, come to peace with the previous lifetime and learned its lessons and that sort of thing. It's only if you believe in it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, who's to say you're wrong? Who's to say you're right? You know?
So, cards looking good for you, hon. Very good in general.
All right.
All right, here's your angel card.
Real quick, angel card. The subject is claircognizance. Archangel Uriel, pay attention to your thoughts and ideas that come to you as they are actually answered prayers.
I think you are highly...
It's almost like a riddle.
You're highly intuitive.
It's almost like a coded message
that
that person knows what that means, because I don't know what that means.
Thing is, you're still so young, you may not even realize the immensity of the gift you have.
Some people never realize it, probably.
Oh, I feel from your card she is.
Well, no, I'm just saying, but, I know what you're saying. Some people feel like it's a burden a lot of times when they have all these...
Well, that's why you
have...
Things
they feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to... set boundaries and be grounded.
People go to doctors and get on medication.
And how's the little guy doing?
He's there.
Yeah,
he's doing a lot better. He's still having some issues with his asthma. I don't know if I posted or not, but we had to get him a nebulizer.
So he told us about the medicine that way.
Yeah.
Funny thing was, insurance covered the medication for the nebulizer, but they didn't cover the nebulizer itself.
And those things be pricey.
Yeah, wait, of course.
The one I got him, it's a kid's one, and it's in the shape of a penguin. And I got it for $40.
Oh,
but
that's
still, that was $40 out
of your pocket.
It is out of your pocket, but in today's medical world, that's actually not a bad deal.
It isn't.
You know, I had childhood asthma.
I was just going to bring that up.
Really bad. I used to get pneumonia almost every year or every other year. Well, I was up in Minnesota, too, but once I became an adult, I went out. Played sports. I was running 7-8 miles. Yeah, I didn't really. It went away when I became an adult. So maybe that'll happen when he gets the lungs get bigger. Everything starts getting bigger inside. You know, the sinuses and everything. The lungs. Some people outgrow it, and some people don't. But anyway,
he is doing better.
Yeah, well, he's probably outgrowing it then.
Slowly but surely.
Awesome.
Once he gets to be a big boy, he might not ever have a problem again.
Okay. Well, take care. And we'll talk to you soon.
Awesomeness.
Bye-bye, hon.
Bye-bye.
Right. She's adorable.
All right. We're going to jump back in the phone lines. We appreciate you folks holding. You always hold so nicely. All right. We're going to area code 903, which is out in Texas. 903, welcome.
Hello there, Texas. What is your first
name,
please? Oh, it's
Jasmine.
Gabby.
It's me.
Awesome, yeah. It hasn't been that long. I'm glad you got back.
Oh, tell us you got your internet back.
Oh, no, this is Jasmine. I'm the one
Jasmine.
Who has been working.
Jasmine, not Gabby.
I thought it was Gabby.
Gabby's not in Texas, is she?
Yes.
Well, it is a big state.
Yeah, it seems like it's that.
It is a giant
sorry,
state.
Sorry, Jasmine.
Yes.
I think we did this to you before.
Sorry, Jasmine.
You sound just like her.
She just sounds a lot like her, except she has perfect no noise in the background. That's one difference.
Yeah, where there's like 40 people in a residential.
She sounds like she's in a riot.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got? All right, Jasmine, sorry. Let's get back to Jasmine.
Yeah, good to hear from you, honey. What's going on?
What's cooking?
Oh, nothing much. I did get to speak with my husband. So he does live with a girl. He says it's his real good friend. And we, ever since he, you know, just opened up about it, I guess you could say, we really haven't been talking that much. Because to me, it's a weird situation. And he wanted to bring her down for Thanksgiving because he said, she's like, oh, she doesn't have that many people to celebrate with. So I didn't see what about the issue would be if she came down for Thanksgiving, and I was like,
"No,
I'm not feeling that at all."
Yeah.
No, but you know what? So. He would never be this transparent if there was any. And look at your mother and sister-in-law. Oh,
I agree with Deb without having any kind of intuitive skills and cards. I agree. If there was hanky panky, he would not want her anywhere around you.
Mm-mm.
But B, I totally agree with you. I would say hell no, too. And he should expect that and not be upset about it.
But
he should be okay with that.
Well, yes. Did you want me? Remember, I always said in your reading, I did not see an affair here.
But it's fine. But she still doesn't have to be okay with that.
He should have been more upfront. He should have told you or even asked your opinion.
Yes, and he should know that if she says, I don't think I want
her.
Well,
I told him I didn't want him to bring her, but I think he's still going to bring her. So,
you know what?
We can look into that.
Look at you. I will.
To see if he's going to still bring her.
Well, look at your husband's personality and character. He went ahead and made this move to have a roommate without even consulting you or telling you.
There's something going on there that you're probably going to have to figure out a time and place to address that.
Yeah.
So what is your what's your question? What is your exact question you would like to know? One sentence, please.
I don't know what a question could be. Well, I do want to know is he going to bring her.
Well, that's
it can be that simple. She knows that, but a lot of people don't think they have to have deep, moving. You can ask simple questions like, am I going to get this job? Am I going to move to this house? Is this person going to do that?
I guess, is he really going to bring her? Or is his loyalty getting confused? Is he kind of riding the fence? Like, I don't even know what to ask.
Okay, well, I think I got a handle on it for you.
Okay.
You don't want to disrupt a family holiday, but if he does bring her, it's a really good opportunity to size her up, watch her body language, listen to what she says and the subtext that she doesn't say, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and if there needs to be a discussion or a heated discussion, it can wait till you guys are one-on-one private.
And I always did
and
not.
And he actually said, I was like, you really expected her to come here? And he was like, no, I was going to let her stay at my mom's. And I just thought that was weird as well.
Well, first of all, I think that your mother and sister-in-law should be called on the carpet for trying to kick up a lot of dirt that didn't even exist. Are they coming to your house for Thanksgiving?
No. We're supposed to go to that area because my parents live in the same area as his parents live. But his idea was to take that girl over to his mother's house. But I just thought that was odd. Like, why would you even want her? Like, because apparently she talks to – I've never talked to the girl. But the girl has – because she doesn't have family, so she created a bond with his mom. And it's just weird to me. I don't know.
Well, it's very – usual to me, too, and my first thought is, what's her race, Jasmine? What's her race? Where you are standing alone in this racial household, or family, I should say, where you've been basically ostracized. I don't know. I don't like the feel of it. I don't like the sound of it.
So, because I was busy doing Facebook stuff. So is the answer you believe that he's bringing her for Thanksgiving?
I don't see why he wouldn't. So you might want to brace yourself. And maybe you ought to let it be known how you really feel again.
That's a long ways. Isn't that a little bit of a travel to do that?
Well, maybe she has nowhere to go.
It'd be different if, like, they were, like, 3 miles away or 2 miles down the street. That's a big arrangement. And
that's 15 hours.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. That's a big deal.
I feel really bad for you because you're kind of in a corner here. You've been painted into a corner, and I don't see how you can regain your power.
There is a long, well, it's not a long time, but there's many days we know Thanksgiving. I would make sure you keep reminding him that that is not acceptable to you.
Yeah, I think if you say it and you do it very calmly.
And just say, yeah, I just don't think it's appropriate, that's all.
Without sounding like a screech owl,
yeah,
you know what
say,
I mean?
I did say that, but he was like, I just don't want to know her just to be out here not eating. I was like, well, she may have did that last year, and she obviously survived just fine. I wasn't trying to be rude, but, you know, that'll be our time seeing them since Father's Day, so I just feel like I don't want that to be taken away from the kids and me. It's just weird to me.
I want to say something just quickly said about that, you know, she's did it before. Yeah, I was in the Navy for many years. I spent many of Thanksgivings without being in a family. I was on a ship made of steel. I didn't turn into some little PTSD type person. It's okay not to have to have a Thanksgiving sometimes with people. What do you got?
Well, my personal feeling is it was inappropriate to spring this on you.
Yeah.
Inappropriate for family acting that way. You know, they are trying to put such a wedge. They're right here in the card. They want to create a wedge between you and your husband so they can have their baby boy back.
Sure.
And basically, it's like everybody else is invited to the table, but you're going to be relegated to doing the dishes in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's like he doesn't,
so to speak.
He doesn't get to pick out who he wants to live with, be with for the rest of his life. Only if, you know, says, well, if I'm okay with it, then yeah, you can pick out who you want.
Well, here what I think I would say is, if you choose, darling, to go forward with this, it is going to create some real problems in our marriage. You should be coming home to me and the children and focusing on us.
Yeah.
And parking her at your mom and sister's is not appropriate.
Yeah, and you could lay down not big giant ultimatum. Is it a little mini hint ultimatum? It was like, well, you know, if we talk about this and I say I don't like it and you do this, I don't know that you're being a good spouse.
It's like he's telling you he doesn't care what you think.
Yeah, it's like
we're
supposed to respect each other's wishes as spouses, and you don't seem to be a good one.
And here's the thing that I want to pass on to you, Jasmine. And I'm not saying it's in your cart, so don't think I'm trying to send you a coded message. But you sent me a picture of you and your darling kids and your husband. And I'll tell you, please don't waste too many good years of your life in what may, just may, become a lifeless dead-end marriage. Okay, well, life is too short. You certainly can find yourself any kind of good man.
Then maybe this is all pointing you to a turning point, good one or a bad one. Either A, he's going to shape up and realize that he should be acting more like a husband, or B, he's not really into the marriage and you need to
You have no family support.
Yeah.
On his side.
Yeah, that's bullcrap. He's not bringing her.
Right. And the cards did show that it's a greater chance he's probably going to bring her. But I know things could change by, you know, putting more expressive language to something. But I mean, but the cards kind of show, like, that's what it's in
right
favor
now,
to.
Yeah. And the thing is, if he's that kind of bullheaded, stubborn guy, this is something you're used to. And if this is like, right out of the gate, something brand new, I think there's a statement he's making here. And,
it's like
power play almost. I'm ashamed when you tell me that his family is white. I'm ashamed of them as being part of my own race.
Yeah, but this, it's still out there.
It's out there, but it's, ugh.
It's getting better, but it ain't there.
Mm-mm.
No, it is not there. I mean, it's, you know, people like, so, well, you know, we hate that our loved ones have to die. You know, the new generations are making the race better in some ways. We don't have all those old, the old prejudices are slowly dying off.
Yeah, I agree. But, honey, let's see how this plays out.
Yeah.
Call us some more.
Okay. Absolutely.
And we will get a real handle on what's happening here.
Yeah.
Because there's every chance that you and your husband are going to get on better, more solid footing.
This could be leading to that or leading to the other thing, I think, right?
Yes, but that's why I say don't allow yourself to end up being like 70 years old thinking, I wish, you know, I could have, should have, would have.
You should not have to, nobody should have to lower their standards for another person.
I've read that on Facebook.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. So that's, it must
be. You shouldn't have to do that. Especially if somebody you're married to, of all things.
And you've got all those beautiful children.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And if the other person has a change of heart or has other pursuits, they need to be honest about it.
And it's angel time.
It is angel time, and I feel bad. I like the angel card after this big discussion.
Subject is
peace.
Mm-hmm.
Archangel Shamael, peace comes from remembering that only love is real.
Even
though there's a lot of turmoil, sometimes you have to step back and simplify things. And you know what? Let's see where love takes us here.
Yeah, I love, what a great final statement there, Jim. He surprises me all the time.
Yeah, half the time I don't know what the hell I'm saying. You know?
Could be spirit speaking through you.
Or, like, you know, sometimes things are pointed like a movie. It's like, oh, something's going to happen here. Well, it could be a good thing or a bad thing. And this could be coming to that point, a turning point, one way or the other in her marriage.
Jasmine, we're with you in heart and spirit. So please call again, and we promise not to call you Gabby.
And I'm a guy.
Okay.
And I think I'm a guy, and I totally think what he's doing is inappropriate, even as a guy.
I do, too.
Even a suggestion. But anyway, let's move on. Sorry.
All right, honey.
Thank you, Jasmine. We thank you for holding them. We're going to move on. Oh, let's see. Okay, we've been bouncing around a little bit. We're going to area code 856 in Jersey. 856, welcome
Jersey.
To the show.
Jersey, yay. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for holding.
And your first name is?
Hey, it's Rosemary. How are you? From New Jersey.
Oh, hello. Yes. You know, I think about you. A lot since that last call we had.
I don't remember the last one.
I do. Well, you were busy with things. So.
Yeah, I'm always busy.
So tell us, how are things getting better or still pretty much?
Pretty much a little bit down today, so it's kind of like a switching jobs around. So I have to go where I'm at, where I'm not happy at. They're 2 weeks' notice, and I don't know when I want to start the new one, probably next week.
Well, congratulations. I know getting a better job, or at least a different job, was real important for you.
Yeah, change is scary, but it can eventually lead to a better thing.
So what can I put to the cards for you today, tonight?
Whatever you can pick up. I know I'm a little down and a little stressed because my mom, it's 2 years that my mom passed away yesterday, so I don't know what messages I'm getting in, and it looks like nothing's going my way. That makes sense.
You know what?
Days. We all have those days.
When we lose somebody that important in our lives, we're likely going to always feel down around either their birthday or their date of
something
passing.
That was significant.
Even Christmas, if your mother made it beautiful.
Yeah, and then once you're feeling down, nothing seems like it's going right anyway because it's that important to you, you know, that loss.
Oh, absolutely.
So nothing's going to feel good that happens that day, no matter what, because you're like, oh, my God, this is a horrible.
It'll always be with you. But like the mortician told me when my husband passed away, he said, you'll always grieve, but it will be different. And there are some days that I feel just fine, and other days I feel really emotional thinking about him. As I'm sure you do about your mom. Did you have a good relationship with your mother?
Yeah, I did.
Now, you know, I think I've asked you, do you have any children yet or no?
Not yet. Want one, but not the right one.
Well, you know what? There's going to be a lot of healing that will come when you become a mother, because you'll understand how powerful that position is. And it will actually, I think, make you feel very spiritually connected to your own mother, you know, because regardless of what dimension she's in, she's really right there next to you. She really is. So what I looked at your cards is you are going to really like that job when you start it. I think it's going to be really excellent for morale for you. Also, have you thought about moving from the place where you're living? This might become something for the new year.
Okay.
I do. To a different country.
Oh, to a different country.
Whoa, that's a big time change.
Well, you know what? If you can dream it and believe it, it's going to happen.
A lot of people do. A lot of people make it happen.
What country are you thinking of, or haven't you picked one?
Italy.
Did we talk about this before?
I think we did. Yeah.
Yep, we did. Okay, roger that. All right, what do you see, Deb?
Well, that is going to come, especially the way it keeps coming up and you keep feeling so drawn. There's a reason for you feeling drawn to Italy, and it's part of your destiny.
Yeah, and your spirit may never be settled if you don't at least give it a shot.
Oh, absolutely. And try not to dwell too much on money. It's going to come for you. I mean, you will have money. Just don't worry about it, because that's when we start to, like, say, lose money, miscalculate money. We want to stay on the positive side of that. And I want to leave you with a really great positive thought, under sure to come true, which is a designation I absolutely love. I see two men coming into your life, and you're going to have to make a choice between those.
Choices. How terrible.
Yes, and I think you're going to pick the one that has the great, big, soft heart, rather than the other one. He's kind of like walking around with a cement overcoat on, you know, where he'd be like, nah, I don't care, that kind of attitude. Go for the softie. He's the one that will adore you sincerely. All right, Mr. Jimbo, bring it on.
I shall do so. Subject of your angel card read is angel therapy.
Oh.
Archangel Raphael, give your cares and worries to us angels, and allow us to take your burdens.
Oh, I like it. I mean, I like it.
These angels aren't just angel angels. These are like...
No, these are big dogs.
These are like, they have names and they have positions in heaven.
So, honey, you watch and see. Might not happen till after Christmas, which a lot of things wait for the new year. But you're going to feel a lot happier, healthier. You know what? It's going to kind of feel like you're walking on a cloud, especially after you meet these two guys. So I think that's a pretty good reading.
I think so.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, it's almost like no news is good news in this case. It wasn't like great news, but it wasn't like, holy crap, the ship's sinking news.
Right.
So that's okay. The ship is not sinking.
And things are going to get better, hon. They really will.
As long as that bitch is afloat, that's a good thing. You don't want to be sinking. The ship, the bitch. Your ship cannot see.
All right, Jim. Thank you. And thank you, darling.
Yes. No, I gave her an answer.
Okay.
I just did that as the next segue to somehow make a move.
Take
care,
next
honey. Color.
All right, I think we got time. Ooh, do we?
Well,
one more.
We are doing it because I've already
made
it happen. We're going to 773, which is in Chi-Town, Illinois. Hey, 773. Welcome to the show.
Hey. Hello. Just wondering.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
You're very choppy. I don't know if you're on speakerphone or if you're in motion, walking around. Very choppy.
No. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
We can hear you.
And your name again?
Okay. Man.
Oh, well, hi. Are you new to the
show? Hi,
you
good?
No.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, I had a friend die recently, and I'm just wondering if, you know, they might be around or if they have any messages.
Yeah. Okay.
Friend from the past that is no longer in the living world, I take it?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Could you give us your friend's first name?
First name, maybe some background, history, just a little bit of basic stuff.
His name is Sean.
Okay.
And we had known each other for years.
Well, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Yeah, no, and we understand completely. Are you feeling anything to ask this question? Is it an anniversary or is it just something that just tugged at your heart tonight?
Oh,
just tonight because it was very recent.
Oh, well then, okay, we got you. So it's still recent. It's still very painful.
Yeah.
Understand.
Yeah.
Understand. Okay. Well, the cards are going down and what was the name? I missed the first
Sean.
One. I'm sorry. I'm doing like three things at once, and my brain can only handle one. So
I understand that.
So I'm like, I don't know how old you are, but I'm like, in the old days, when you had a record play going, if you bumped into it, it would skip. Well, that's what my brain does. It skips. You hear a song goes da 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 da, and then it starts goes back or goes forward. Yep.
Oh boy, Sean left a lot of unfinished business. Is that your same feeling? Or is this news for you?
I think that's true.
And he is saying, well, conveying, I wouldn't say saying. He's conveying that he is with other loved ones that passed before him, particularly like through marriage. So he is coming through as regretting that, you know, his life ended as it did. But he is really feeling good about where he is. And, you know, when we pass from this realm, we go to one that is filled with love, healing, truthfully, regardless of what you may have done, you know, in the physical world. One thing I truly believe is that God never creates something he doesn't love. And no baby gets born that becomes a criminal or a suicide victim or anything. It's just what happens as we live our lives.
A lot
lives.
Of different philosophies in the world.
Yeah,
but
there
yes.
are. And, you know, he was very aware of how much you cared for him. Very
so
aware.
Good.
Yeah. In fact, it's as if he's saying, conveying again, he's conveying that he always felt you close to his heart. So he seemed like he was a good guy.
It has to be if she's
he's
a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's time for there it is.
Real quick, and the show's not ending, just to let the other caller know. Your angel card reading subject is gentleness. Archangel Sandalphon, be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments.
And one day, far, far in the future, when it becomes your turn to pass into the light, guess who's going to be there? Sean.
No.
And he's going to have a heck of a joke for you.
Interesting.
You know?
That's
not like him. I just heard... He may say something along the lines of, isn't it just like you'd always be so damn late?
They're like, what took you so damn long? Like, go on, you expect to make a guy wait, you know?
So you will be so, you know.
Women are always running late. One of those little cliches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's going to be keeping that. He had quite a humorous, jovial spirit, you know.
Yes, he did.
So.
Yeah.
Our hearts go out to you.
Oh, they do, in a big way.
Thank you. I mean, it was so funny, too, because he had all this he's such a great writer, and he never published, and we always just wondered what was going on with him. So it's good to hear that he's still.
It would be nice if somebody could posthumously, you know, publish that.
Yeah,
okay.
Somebody could put their hands on it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Please call us again.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from
you. Call us again and again.
Thank you. You are awesome. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
And we appreciate the folks that call in. Otherwise, we would have no show.
We would not.
We'd be showless. We'd be sit here and like a bunch of like fools.
So take care.
All right. This shall be our last caller, I believe. 520 Arizona. 520.
Hello. I think we know who
this
is.
Oh, my goodness. God. Oh, thank you. I'm really lucky. Gee whiz. Thank you.
Well.
Or are we lucky?
Yes. Could be that way, too.
Thank you. This is Lisa from Arizona.
Oh,
I
no.
I just, well, I know I've asked before, but I just wonder what you see as far as the psychic energy. Tomorrow I'm going to pick up the phone and call the previous landlady and ask her where the deposit is. And do you see it? How do you see that conversation going?
Well, that's a very good, concise, you know, great question. So I'm going to check that out right now for you.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
And I want to give a quick international shout out to Sinead.
Sinead.
From the UK, of course. Yeah, she's been here before. And we know it's very, very late / early there. It depends on what time you're going to work, you know.
All right, I'm laying out the cards.
Because it's pushing like 1 a.m.
Oh, right.
But maybe you work it for. I do not know.
And sometimes I think people have different days off.
Yeah,
not
and
always.
Sometimes, you know, I have done work many different shifts, but sometimes I would get home. Well, I'd work from like 3 to 11.
Yeah.
I'd get home like around midnight, and I just can't go to bed. So I'd hang out, do stuff till like 2, maybe 3 in the morning, you know, to wind down a little bit.
All right, here.
It is what it is. The cards are going down. Charlie Braham. All right.
You know, I've got to remind you, this landlady is a puppet of another family member, and it's a guy. And it's this guy has a very angry type of demeanor, and she is actually quite afraid of him. So it could be, you know, a real, like a brother, husband, son, something, you know. But I think she's going to tell you as best she can what the deal is, okay?
Well,
and
really?
Mm-hmm, and I really think, though, that the way you can approach it is like you're curious. Don't start off, you know, being aggressive. Let that be the card you pulled up, you know, from up your sleeve later in the conversation if you have to. But she doesn't have any power, really. It's that guy, the other family member.
No,
so
family dynamic.
Yeah, go
ahead.
Am
I going to have to tell her that I have that I will take her, that I'll see her in court? Because I'm already in small claims court. I'm already researching that.
Yes, I think you should. That should be the boom that you lower. As she starts, you know, blah, blah, blah during this conversation. And just let her know. You're not going to let this go.
Yeah, just say, it's not right, and I got to go. We got to take it in front of a judge.
Yeah, there you go. Put it in simple words without any history on it.
Right. I'm not getting personal, but this isn't right, and we got to put it in front of a judge if this way it's going to go down.
Especially if she starts turning into a screech owl with you, then you could just say, you know, I can see we're not going to get anywhere during this phone call, but I will see you in court. You know, and the judge may very likely levy punitive damages, interest.
And that court thing, it's almost like gambling.
Yeah.
It's really hard to do a reading on the court thing because there's so many dynamics.
It's
between,
like, how did the judge wake up that morning?
Yeah, and
you know,
do they know each other? And, it's really hard. I'm not even counting the legal disclaimer. It's really hard, I noticed, for you to predict court outcomes.
Oh, it is almost like gambling.
It's almost like gambling.
You know, did he have a flat tire? Is he getting a divorce?
She's going to let it go that far then before she's just not going to
Well, remember, this is hinging on a legal situation, and I've got to make sure that I don't make a pronouncement.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no. I don't want to make you uncomfortable.
So I'm just giving you information about the situation.
I think you should proceed in that direction. And maybe sometimes if you just mention that, things change, or you actually make the filing,
I think
things change.
Get emotional with you.
And sometimes when people actually get the paperwork, like the summons.
Then they want to settle.
Sometimes that they don't believe you until they get. There's a lot of factors. You should keep checking.
So she might settle. Well, you know, I did the research on it, and the court will allow for Zoom meetings or whatever it's called, so I don't have to travel back up there.
Oh, thank God.
That's cool. Hey, see, you know what? COVID brought some good changes.
Oh, a lot of them.
Some good changes. It did indeed.
Teledoc with our doctor.
Yeah, and just all this. All right, real quick, before we got to move on, prioritize.
Okay.
We don't get this one a lot either. Archangel Metatron, focus on your highest priorities. I will help you get organized and motivated.
So say, come on, Metatron, let's get busy here. Let's get her done.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And I
think
we're going to have to say goodbye, everybody. I have a Zoom meeting since you mentioned it, coming up that I've got to attend. So everybody, remember what's tomorrow. What is tomorrow?
Well, in our country, it's Veterans Day.
No, Friday.
Well, that's what I didn't know. It's Friday. Today's Thursday. It's the birth of the United States Marine Corps today.
Oh, yeah. But I think Friday kind of really stands out.
You know what? You know what? I told you what's going on.
What?
My brain is discombobulated. I believed in my heart of hearts all day that it was Friday today.
I get up sometimes wondering what
I mean,
day
I've
is.
Never been this off before. I mean, I am like somebody hit me with a hammer. I'm so like, sure, it's Friday.
Well, he's been under the weather all week, too.
A little bit under the weather. All right.
So, everybody, 7 p.m. Wait. Okay, I'm ready.
No, you can finish.
All right. Come on, Madonna. Get out here.
No, I'm not. You know, I'm talking to them.
Well, yeah. I know you like to.